Once again, my brothers and sisters, we attend the General Conference. It is a great opportunity to be with you in this General Conference of the Church. In many ways, the October General Conference last year was very much, we have been so, it seems like yesterday it has been such a quick time. However, we have been very happy and very busy through the period of time. It happened almost, it seems like 6 years since last time we met. We met in this historic tabernacle. Two new temples have been dedicated and ground has been broken for four more temples since that time. New converts have joined the church in large numbers. In 1980, some 210,777. There will be even more in 1981. A miraculous upsurge in the work of the Lord has occurred among the wonderful people of the Caribbean islands. Surely the Lord has blessed us abundantly. My brothers and sisters, it is the brethren of the First Presidency and the Quorum of the Twelve have meditated upon and prayed about the great Latter-day work the Lord has given us to do. We're impressed that the mission of the church is threefold. One, to proclaim the everlasting gospel of the Lord through Jesus Christ to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. Number two, to perfect the saints by preparing them to become the ordinance workers of the gospel and by instruction and discipline to gain exaltation. Number three, to redeem the dead by performing the ordinances of the gospel for those who have lived since on the earth. And all through part of this work to assist our Father in heaven and His Son Jesus Christ in their grand and glorious mission to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. Having these sacred principles in mind to proclaim the gospel, to perfect the saints, and to redeem the dead, we have endeavored through past 6 months to carry out our responsibilities among the saints, to at home and abroad. I should like, therefore, to give you a brief report on my stewardship since last we met in October General Conference. 10 days after the close of our October Conference, President Marion G. Romney and I left in company with a number of others to conduct area conferences in the Orient. Our first meetings were held in Manila, Philippine Islands, October 18th and 19th, where 20,000 saints attended the sessions in the Araneta Coliseum. We also looked over possible sites for the new temple, which we'll just has just been announced, and that land. We had a very pleasant visit with the Philippine President Ferdinand E. Marcos, who gave up his Saturday morning with his family to be present with us in the presidential palace. From Manila, we traveled to Hong Kong, perhaps the world's most densely populated city, where there are about 400,000 people per square mile. There we held meetings in our own excellent state building, October 20th and 21st. The following day, we flew to Taipei, to Taiwan, where we met on October 22nd and 23rd in the beautiful Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall. We had breakfast at our hotel with the two top leaders in the Republic of China, Prime Minister Sun and President Chiang, son of the late Chiang Kai-shek. We later had luncheon as guests of the governor of Taiwan province. After leaving Taiwan, we went to Seoul, South Korea, the land of the morning calm. Meeting here were for the days October 25 and 26, where we met outside in the Seoul Korea Mission compound with more than 6,000 members in the bitter sub-freezing weather due to an change in the temperature at that place. At our hotel, we had luncheon as guests of the former Deputy Prime Minister of Korea. We arrived in Tokyo late Sunday evening, October 26th. On Monday, October 27th, President Romney and I laid the cornerstone for the Tokyo Temple. And then at 3 o'clock p.m., the first dedication service was held in the celestial room with the color television provided in all of the other rooms of the temple. During the next 2 days, six more dedicated sessions were held. Following the benediction, the dedication of the temple, the Tokyo Area Conference was held October 30-31 in the famed Budokan. In every place we visited, we also held special meetings with the missionaries, with 1,500 in Tokyo this day. It was indeed a thrilling and inspiring sight to see on Saturday, November the 1st, we held morning and afternoon sessions of the Osaka, Japan Area Conference. We left that evening to fly home, stopping off at Hawaii for the purpose of setting apart several new sealers in that temple. On November 14th, we installed Dr. Jeffrey R. Holland as the president of the Brigham Young University, succeeding newly appointed Utah Supreme Court Justice Dallin H. Oaks. 3 days later, the first presidency traveled to Seattle, Washington, where we dedicated the new Seattle stake temple at nearby Bellevue, Monday through Monday and Friday, with 13 dedication services, which were well attended. Over 43,000 members from the Great Northwest attended the sessions of this great conference. There followed a very busy period at the home during Thanksgiving and Christmas vacations. On Wednesday, the 11th, and February the 11th, Sister Kimball and I journeyed to the Southern Pacific in Tahiti to break ground for a new temple there in Papeete, and met with the missionaries. We also visited with the deputy in the High Commissioner. We, of Tahiti and the official government residence, on Saturday, February the 14th, en route to New Zealand, we stopped over in Rarotonga and held a meeting with the saints there in an aeroplane hangar at the edge of the city, and I'm told it was the first time that the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has ever been to Rarotonga. In New Zealand, we held a meeting with the several hundred saints in the grounds of the Auckland Airport. We conducted meetings at the temple site and the church college of the New Zealand program and with the missionaries. On Wednesday the 18th, we flew to Tonga. There we broke ground for a new temple in the beautiful coconut grove at Nuku'alofa. The king and queen and Tonga leaders, and many of them, were in attendance at these meetings, and we received the plaudits of the people there. The missionaries, of the 247 missionaries we met with in Tonga, through 235 of them were local natives, and 12 were from America. On Thursday the 19th, we proceeded to Samoa, where we broke ground at Apia for a temple in those lovely islands. Several thousand saints set out in the open during a heavy tropical rainstorm. During the entire service, present for this occasion, we were the Chief of State and in Western Samoa, the Prime Minister, and the several members of Parliament. Early this next morning, we had one of the loveliest experiences of our life. As we visited the school, the church school of Western Samoa, as we entered the gymnasium, the largest building of the campus, we saw 1,700 children sitting cross-legged on the gymnasium floor, crowded in as tight as a lot of little sardines in a can. They ranged from small 4 and 5 year olds to kindergarten children in the front, to the teenagers in the high school and other areas of the school. What a beautiful, thrilling sight. They were, as they sang, "I am a child of God," they were all dressed in their school uniform in colors of blue and gold, with their beautiful dark hair and big brown eyes. They presented a picture, the youth and beauty, that was breathtaking. The tears came to our eyes quickly and without shame. At the close of the remarks, I announced to the students that in honor of the occasion, I was sure that I was declaring a holiday for the rest of the day. Judging by the sound of the applause, it was evident, I think I may have become a hero all at once. At least for that day. After the brief meeting, we left the hall with the haunting strains of the Samoan farewell song, Tofa Mai Falini, ringing in our ears and warming up our hearts. We flew to Hawaii, then that night, and arrived in the morning of Saturday, February 21st. During the day, we visited the BYU Hawaii campus and the Polynesian Cultural Center, and we attended also the Oahu State Conference, and then, in company with Elders Gordon B. Hinckley, Elder Thomas Monson, and Elder Boyd K. Packer, we held the conference in this part of Hawaii. We then toured the newly remodeled Visitor Center, and there, with the missionaries, on Monday, February 23rd, we returned to the church headquarters. After 4 days at home and the office, Sister Kimball and I left on Saturday, February 28th, for Florida for a week-long series of meetings with the saints and the members and the missionaries, with much business to take care of there. On Saturday, March 7th, we broke ground for the new temple in Atlanta, Georgia. Great number of people, some 10,000, were present at that groundbreaking occasion, including the governor of Georgia and his wife, several legislators, Senator Jake Garn from Utah and Paula Hawkins. Immediately following that service, we flew to San Juan, Puerto Rico, the next morning, Sunday morning, the 8th. We held a meeting with over 2,600 new members of the stake and mission on that island. We next visited the Dominican Republic and held a meeting at Santo Domingo on Monday. 2 years ago, there were only two families of members on that island, but today we had over 1,500 new members who sat with us at that place. On Tuesday, March 10th, and that night, we dedicated in this new visitor center on the church ranch and near Orlando, Florida. On the Thursday, we visited the Washington, D.C., visited the center, and then met with the Washington temple people and set apart several sealers to do temple work there in the Washington. Monday morning, March 13th, in company with Elder Gordon B. Hinckley, we visited with President Ronald Reagan in the Oval Office of the White House. We presented to him his genealogy on his mother's side. We then met Mrs. Reagan. Both were very warm in their reception of us. We were very appreciative of the kindness that was shown to us there in the White House. Sister Kimball and I then traveled directly to Arizona, where on Saturday, we attended the funeral of my sister Alice, who had passed away during our absence. On Sunday, March the 15th, we returned home to prepare for this general conference. This has been a busy but enjoyable and fruitful 6 months, during which we will have traveled some 50,000 miles by air. We are grateful to the Lord as he has blessed us. And we are glad to see the great vitality and strength of the membership of the church as the church grows and expands. Wherever we have gone, we have been thrilled and humbled by the love and devotion of the members of the church. As at the beginning of this conference this morning, I bring you love and greetings from the saints and missionaries in the Orient, the South Pacific, and the Caribbean. I add my own love and greetings and leave my blessings with you. I know that God lives and that his Son, Jesus Christ, lives too. He is our Savior and our Redeemer and our Mediator with the Father. May the blessings of heaven during this conference, I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.